The Bush administration is defending the president's multi-billion-dollar plan for missile defense. President Bush is asking Congress for more than $8 billion this year to pay for the program. Senate Democrats are moving to trim that funding and impose other restrictions. But Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told Fox News yesterday that he'll recommend a veto. NPR's Steve Inskeep is here. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
What's this all about?
Well, in Pentagon terms, not a lot of money. It was $8 billion or so in the president's proposed budget for missile defense. Democrats in the Senate are now trimming it down to more like $7 billion. That's actually still an increase for national missile defense, just not quite as much as the president wants. And I should mention that this bill also makes it a little bit harder for the president to violate or abrogate the anti-ballistic missile treaty with Russia, which is a major point of contention here. Russia wants to keep that treaty in place. The Bush administration says it has to be done away with, in a sense, or gone beyond in order to move ahead with missile defense. Now, I should mention, Bob, that although Democrats are showing some opposition to missile defense, they're not really showing that much. Democrats are not willing, as a party, to say they're opposed to the idea, and so they're just working around the edges, going against the funding, and full funding anyway, and going against some other aspects of this.
This comes in the midst of a budget debate when Democrats say it'll be hard to pay for an increase in anything.
Well, that's true. President Bush wants more money for defense, also more money for education. And the Democrats are saying, well, look, the federal budget surplus is gone. All the money is gone except for the surplus in Social Security funds, which we don't want to spend and which you, the president, said you don't want to spend. So if you want extra funding in these areas, you are going to have to come up with some way to pay for it. Now, in a longer-term sense, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is looking for ways to trim money out of the Pentagon budget itself. He told the Associated Press over the weekend he would be in favor of another round of those military base closings, which have happened from time to time in the past. And some communities may resist having their bases be closed. Rumsfeld said very simply, life's hard. But the fact is, Bob, that it's also very hard to close military bases. Individual members of Congress and senators fight very hard to save them.
This week, the House may debate a farm bill. Does that also get caught up in the budget debate?
Depending on who you ask, yes, Bob. There's about $74 billion in extra funding, which Congress set aside for farmers, but they essentially said, this is money we're going to give to farmers if we have money left over in the budget surplus, which, again, other than Social Security, is now gone away. And so now the question is, where are you going to get that $74 billion? Now, the House Majority Leader, Dick Armey, says we do not see anything that would stop us from considering a farm bill anyway. And this week, the House of Representatives, at least, may consider that bill. But in the Senate, things are moving much more slowly. And some Republicans, as well as Democrats, are saying that as time goes on, it's going to be a question as to whether there's money there. The further you get on toward next year, there may be less and less money as the economy gets worse.
And they haven't gotten to one of the most expensive campaign promises everybody made last year, to provide a prescription drug benefit for the elderly.
No, they haven't. Now, Congress did budget $300 billion or so for Medicare reform over a decade. That could include providing a prescription drug benefit, Bob. Democrats and Republicans disagree on whether you can really do it for that much, but the fact is the money was there. The question is whether it's still going to be there in a year. You have an extraordinarily complicated topic, especially if you try to wrap it into broader Medicare reform. And there are questions on a lot of senators' and representatives' minds as to whether they're going to be able to afford a prescription drug benefit for all seniors that is really going to help them. The less money you have, the less money you can get to each individual senior for prescription drugs.
NPR's Steve Inskeep.